This Tech Check briefing is sponsored by Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
I'm Kate Rooney, and this is your CNBC Tech Check briefing. Apple has agreed to pay out $95 million to settle a proposed class action lawsuit that accused its Siri voice assistant of violating users' privacy. iPhone owners had complained that their conversations were routinely recorded after they unintentionally activated Siri and disclosed those conversations to third parties such as advertisers. Two of the plaintiffs said that mentions of specific products and services triggered ads pertaining to those conversations. Voice assistants typically react when users say so-called hot words like "Hey Siri." Meantime, shares of Tesla slid this morning after reporting its first drop in annual deliveries. The EV maker delivered about 495,000 vehicles in Q4, although analysts had expected closer to 504,000. While CEO Elon Musk had cautioned investors earlier last year of slower growth ahead, results improved later in the year and the stock finished 2024 up 63%. But Tesla, which used to have the electric vehicle market mostly to itself, is facing formidable competition now, notably from Hyundai and China's BYD. And while demand for air travel surged last year, passengers didn't face the same travel disruptions as they did in previous years. According to aviation data firm Cirium, Delta topped the list of North American carriers with the best on-time arrivals at more than 83%, despite its struggle to recover from the CrowdStrike IT outage in July. Meanwhile, Aeromexico and Saudi Airlines dominated the rankings for international carriers. That's it from the West Coast. We'll see you right back here tomorrow.
This Tech Check briefing is sponsored by Comcast Business. With the advanced connectivity and intelligence of global secure networking, we're helping businesses of all sizes transform, grow, and thrive. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.